Sermon 5. Let us believe and boast in the righteousness of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 through 31. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Preach the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit by faith. We must keep in mind that we must live preaching the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, thinking of those in this world who are dying because of their sins. All over the world, there are still many people living as sinners because they do not know the truth of the baptism the Lord received from John and the cross. They are falling into the emptiness and darkness caused by sin and are dying spiritually and physically. Chasing after the world and running to places they do not want to go, they are living a very difficult life. They too can receive the removal of sins by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. But they are dying, falling into sin without knowing the truth of being born again. Therefore, there is so much work for us to do. Until all those people receive salvation from sin and obtain eternal life, we must not stop the work of preaching the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Until the day of Jesus' second coming, this word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit must continue to be preached. The Apostle Paul speaks to the church in Corinth, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. The message of the cross implicitly speaks of the word of the gospel of truth, that the Logos, that is, the word who became flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus Christ, was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, took the judgment for sin on the cross, and saved us from all sins. In the Old Testament, God gave the sacrificial law inside the tabernacle. In order to receive the elimination of his sins, a person who became a sinner lays his hands on the sacrificial offering according to the sacrificial law set by God, passes his sins over, and as that sacrificial offering sheds blood, is killed, is burned in the fire, and is offered to God on the altar of burnt offering on behalf of the sins, the sinner receives the blotting out of sins. The message of the cross refers to the ministry of Jesus that concretely fulfilled this word of Old Testament prophecy. Because Jesus took on the sins of the world by being baptized by John, he was crucified on the cross, shed the blood of life, resurrected from death, and saved all sinners from sin. This is exactly the message of the cross. People today speak of the message of the cross, but in reality, it speaks of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The fact that Jesus was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, and saved all sinners by shedding blood on the cross, is the message of the cross. Human wisdom and God's wisdom. For since, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. The Jews are a people who seek signs. They want miracles like the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish or the scene of Jesus walking on water. On the other hand, the Greeks seek the wisdom of the world. However, God has destroyed all human wisdom. Human wisdom refers to the religious doctrine that one receives the removal of sins daily by believing in Jesus and praying prayers of repentance daily. Such faith and doctrine are a religion of theology made by people of the world. The word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which is God's wisdom, does not say so. G. Jesus is the Lord who was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to his body once and for all, was crucified, shed blood, died, and resurrected on the third day, granting salvation to those who believe this word of the gospel of truth. Therefore, by hearing the message of the cross with the ears and believing it with the heart, one receives salvation from all sins. Those who believe in the mercy of the Lord, who was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, and even took all the judgment for sin on the cross, can receive salvation from all sins once and for all. We are those who believe in the ministry of Jesus, who was baptized by John, and the ministry of shedding blood on the cross. The word evangelism, preaching, comes from the Greek word kerygma. It means a herald. It contains the meaning of a proclaimer, one who declares, one who preaches. Evangelism is proclaiming the fact that God sent his Son Jesus to this earth, had him baptized by John the Baptist to have the sins of the world transferred to him, and saved mankind by paying the price of their sins once and for all, with the blood shed by being crucified on the cross. The Apostle Paul met philosophers and evangelized in their way, but he said he was disappointed. From then on, he did not use the wisdom of human words, but simply became one who preaches the baptism Jesus received from John and the ministry of the cross. Paul was one who realized in advance the word that God the Father loved mankind and sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth as the Savior, and that Jesus was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, was crucified, shed blood, and saved believers from their sins. In the past, I was a person who did not know the reason why Jesus was baptized by John and only believed in the cross of Jesus. In the Old Testament, human sins were being passed over to the sacrificial offering through the laying on of hands. In the words of the New Testament Bible as well, it said that Jesus bore the sins of the world in that way, was crucified on the cross, and saved us from death. The word in Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness," gave realization to my heart. From that time I came to know the fact that Jesus is the Lord who was baptized by John, bore the sins of the world, went to the cross, and solved our sin problem. So I decided to preach this word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the people of the whole world. From then on, hearing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that I believe and preach, many people began to be saved. The faith arose in my heart that if Jesus was baptized by John and took away my sins, I have no sin. And by testifying the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world, I could see the blessed work happening, where many souls were freed from their sins. First of all, an evangelist must have the assurance of being saved from his own sins of the world. After receiving the blotting out of sins, spiritual faith arises. Wisdom arises regarding how it is right to live and what one should live for. Therefore, we must become evangelists who preach with the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Sinners become righteous by receiving the elimination of their sins by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. A person who believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is one who receives the salvation from sin given by God, and also becomes one who obtains eternal life. A person who does not evangelize becomes a person who fails to fulfill the command given by God. The Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts tells us that if we preach the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, those who believe will be saved, rejoice, gain spiritual strength, and obtain eternal life. Preaching the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to people is not a very difficult task, A true gospel evangelist is one who does the work of testifying to those who are falling into the sins of this world, about the one who was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, was crucified, shed his precious blood, resurrected from death, and has now become the Savior of those who believe. He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31. We boast in the fact that we have received salvation from all sins by believing the message of the cross in our hearts. Jesus Christ gave us the word of the gospel of the truth of salvation, made us who believe righteous, and gave us new life. As I conclude the message I am delivering today, I earnestly request of you, are you not holding on to it as a gospel only for yourself without preaching it, even after believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit? There are still many people living in this world who have not received salvation from their sins. Even among the Christians living in this world right now, there are many who live as sinners, trapped in their own thoughts and theological doctrines. Therefore, you must become those who believe God's word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and testify to this word of the gospel. Those who are saving souls from the sins of the world right now are those who are faithful to God. If we live for the preaching of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, our God is also for you and me. This is exactly the word, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The Apostle Paul said, "And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent?" Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 15. We must live fulfilling the mission of an evangelist who preaches the gospel of the water and the Spirit by faith for our entire lives. We must strive for even one more soul to be saved. There are many sinners living around us. If we preach the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to people all over the world, our God is the one who loves us.